This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States announced a new $300 million arms package for Ukraine on Wednesday, including air defense systems and tens of millions of rounds of ammunition, but warned Kyiv that U.S. weaponry should not be used to attack within Russia.
We have communicated privately to the Ukrainians as recently as last week or so. That we don't want to see U.S. supplied equipment used to strike inside Russia, that we don't support attacks inside Russia, and that we are not going to change our policy about not enabling or encouraging those attacks.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. The U.S. House of Representatives squared up to vote on Wednesday to suspend the U.S. debt limit, a critical step to avoid a destabilizing default, Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
Republicans control the House by a narrow majority, but the debt ceiling bill will need support from both parties to pass, as members on either side of the aisle object to significant parts of the legislation. The legislation would suspend the U.S. debt limit through January 1st, 2025, allowing Biden and lawmakers to set aside the politically risky issue until after the 2024 election. The Treasury Department has warned that it will not be able to cover all the government's obligations by June 5th if Congress doesn't act.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. A spokesman for Sudan's military says it has suspended its participation in talks with a paramilitary force it has been battling for weeks. The development is a blow to the United States and Saudi Arabia, who have for weeks been mediating the conflict between the African nations' warring sides. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials in northern Cameroon on Wednesday requested more troops after fresh Boko Haram attacks killed at least 12 people, including six soldiers on Tuesday. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from Yandui.
Cameroon military and government officials in the Central African state's northern border with Nigeria say they held a crisis meeting on Wednesday, less than 24 hours after a fresh wave of deadly Boko Haram attacks were reported. Officials at the crisis meeting ordered by President Paul Biya on Wednesday in Maroua, the capital of Cameroon's far north region, requested that troops from Cameroon, Nigeria, and Chad be deployed to stop militants from reconstituting groups and advancing. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Bipartisan talks aimed at resolving differences between Kenya's opposition and the government of President William Ruto have been suspended indefinitely, the co-chair leading the talks said on Wednesday. The talks were suspended after the government failed to meet the opposition demands, said the co-chair of the joint bipartisan talks. The opposition coalition, led by veteran leader Raila Odinga, has in the past few months been at a crossroads with Ruto's ruling alliance. Western leaders are ramping up efforts to defuse a crisis in Kosovo amid ongoing tension. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Ethnic Serbs are continuing to protest in northern Kosovo, where clashes with NATO peacekeepers recently left dozens injured. Over fears of renewed conflict in the troubled region, EU officials are now in talks with Serbia and Kosovo top officials, and NATO is sending 700 more troops. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging all parties to de-escalate tension, and his EU counterpart Josep Borrell calls the situation dangerous and unsustainable. Ethnic Serbs are in minority in Kosovo, but in majority in the country's north, with many rejecting the Albanian majority territory's claim of independence from Serbia. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Negotiators charged with hammering out a global treaty to end plastic pollution were warned there was no time to lose on Wednesday, after progress was slowed by 2 days of procedural debates campaigners blamed on large producer countries. Representatives of 175 nations have gathered in Paris for the second in 5 rounds of negotiations aimed at reaching a historic legally binding agreement covering the entire plastics life cycle by next year. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.